from the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. A peaceful protest rally was held Sunday night in front of the Chavez County Courthouse in Roswell. The effort was led by State Senator Cliff Pirtle, who represents Chavez, Eddy, and Otero counties. And he hopes it'll send a message to the governor to fully reopen the state of New Mexico.
A lot of, strong patriots were in attendance, standing in solidarity, just saying to the governor, enough is enough. It's time to open the state of New Mexico. It's time to put people back to work, save our state, save our way of life. And really, we need to get this out so that people in other parts of the state understand that they're not alone. The majority of rural New Mexico wants to open up, and we can open up, and we must open, because our economies are going to be the ones destroyed the most by this shutdown.
The Lee County Sheriff's Office is warning social media users of a kidnapping ransom telephone scam. Sheriff's Office spokesperson Deputy Vivian Martinez explains further.
Well, we've learned that the callers have done their research, and probably through social media and the internet. They know these people have a wife, husband, daughter, son, mother, grandmother, and they will say your daughter has been kidnapped, and they are asking her for a $5,000 ransom.
For more information on this scam, log on to the Lee County Sheriff's website page to protect yourself from these predators. New Mexico State Police are asking the public's assistance in locating 24-year-old Estefania Hernandez of Dexter. She's described as being a Hispanic female, 5 foot tall, 150 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair. Now, she was last seen by family members and friends on July the 22nd. Hernandez is believed to be driving a black 2010 Chevy Malibu with New Mexico plates ASML99. The Chavez County Sheriff's Office is also seeking information on the location of 38-year-old Sarah Harless. She's described as a Caucasian woman, about 5 feet tall, 140 pounds, with brown eyes and blonde hair. It is believed that Harless could have traveled to Tyler or Winsboro, Texas. Although both cases are not related, both women have been listed as missing endangered persons. Anyone with information on either case should call State Police or the Chavez County Sheriff's Office. In charge of the news, for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.